Morning!
Morning!
Welcome to the India Explained podcast, recorded in London and San Francisco. One take, unscripted, no rehearsal.
Hey Bunty, greetings from San Francisco. We are sheltering at home here. How are things with you in London?
Same thing here, Rohit. You know, London's been under lockdown as well for a while, so we've been instructed to stay at home, which is what we've been doing. So our kind of lives have been recalibrated and adjusted for being at home. So what do you think we should kind of set up the storm today talking about? What should we talk about today?
Just how we've been adjusting, how lives have been reshaped, you know, what if, like, and we'd love to hear from our listeners as well. If they have any, insights, suggestions, please feel free to share stuff. We'll be happy to share it on the podcast. A couple of you did write in. I did get a couple of emails from, people who used to follow our Twitter account. So very grateful for that, Sanjeev. Thanks so much. So I think we'll just talk about that. So why don't I just start by asking you, like what's been the biggest, challenge for you transitioning and how have you gone about it?
Okay. Well, the first thing to say, Rohit, is I'm not a regular work from home kind of guy, right? I always in my working life of 22, 23 odd years have gone to a place of work to perform the act of work, right? Which is very different from my wife, who has spent quite large tracts of time working from home. So she has a study and everything. So my first thing has been adjusting to this working from home concept, which comes with its own share of challenges. And I think the main thing, Rohit, has been for me to, once the first novelty had worn off after the first 3 days, when I basically was bumming around in my pajamas, I have started investing in time and effort to get ready as I would on a normal working day.
Right.
And be ready for the day by 9 o'clock. Right. So I've got a fresh set of clothes on, I've showered, I've had a semblance of breakfast, so that I feel that though I'm not going to step out of the house, I'm ready to tackle what this day. So that's the first thing that I've had to do, which I historically wouldn't have done. If I was working from home on a random Tuesday, I'd be lounging around in my pajamas with my housecoat on, drinking cups of tea, having the TV on mute, sending emails, that I've put a stop to. So I think that's one change. What about you? What has changed for you?
So, you know, like your wife, I'm an academic, my wife and I are academics. So we are used to a more flexible schedule. And in a sense, you can have some time off on a Tuesday afternoon, but then you're also working on a Saturday night. And you're always working in a sense because, you know, you're thinking about stuff. You have a notebook in case, or, you know, you make notes on your on your phone, or if I'm writing a book or an article, I'll actually just, write. If I'm even sitting in the car, just, waiting for my wife to pick up something from a store, etc. So that's not been too hard. I think because we have a child who is following a regular school routine, we've also kind of shifted our routine during the week around that. So that's been good. So it's not been very hard, really. And, I'm also used to spending significant periods of time, stretches of time by myself, in the sense of, as academics, we get, I'd say, about 4 months a year off, 3 months of the summer and almost a month in winter, which is time when, the summer is time when you're meant to do your own research. So, but it's your time, unless you decide to teach online. So that's not been too hard. One of the challenges has been just in the last week. San Francisco is an excellent city with lots of dog parks. So I was able to take my dog out and that got me a walk. And, there's some spaces where she could run for a couple of hours. Now, the state has shut dog parks and beaches till further notice. So, that's been a little bit of a challenge the last few days. But, otherwise, it's been all right. There have been other periods in one's life when one has experienced uncertainty. So one is just tapping into those kind of resources from a long-term perspective. We don't know how this thing will shake out yet, but it's been all right.
Any changes? So one of the things I've realized is I'm not a breakfast person, but because what I'm doing now is I'm having a grapefruit in the morning, which is an interesting fruit because it's very time intensive. So there's a bit of me that is obsessive compulsive, and I really find it reassuring that for my breakfast I'm having grapefruit, which is basically like a it's like an orange on steroids. So I'm spending quite a lot of time preparing the grapefruit. Because it kind of gives me a semblance of, I don't know what, maybe that if I start the day with a grapefruit, it'll be okay. And, you know, there's nothing that will throw me off my rhythm. Do you have a breakfast ritual? What do you do for your breakfast?
I'm eating breakfast to begin with, because otherwise I would be very rushed and, you know, it's not a healthy thing to do. But our schedules are completely crazy. And so, you know, I appreciate having the extra time. My challenge has basically been to not snack on Indian snacks, you know, like Haldiram Bhujia, Bhelpuri mix, chakdi. You know, I mean, national integration, if you want to see national integration, you have to look at our, you know, pantry cupboard, because there are snacks from every state of India. So that's basically been it. And, you know, I had some, like, a bunch of health issues over the last couple of years. Now, getting a dog and just going out for a walk and doing a lot of other stuff kind of took care of, or at least got, I want to say, like, you know, four out of the five major issues under control. One more is kind of like, you know, eating linked. So I have to be disciplined there. I'm not doing too great with it, but I'm trying to, like, you know, be disciplined. At least, you know, not snack too much at night and so on. So that's where I am. I'm not, I don't have, you know, the equivalent of the grapefruit. But I do want to just mention that Aziz Ansari has a fantastic anecdote about grapefruits involving the rapper 50 Cent. So you guys should totally Google it and listen to that story. It's hilarious.
Okay, I will do that. Well, look, I'm sure our listeners have their schedules changing and their lives changing, and everybody's trying to do the best they can. And I think, you know, just start of the time, we wanted to do an episode about just highlighting, you know, the fact that we are staying at home, trying to stay safe in these times of uncertainty. We talk about other things that keep coming up, about movies we are watching, books we are reading, etc., that may or may not, you know, coincide with some of the stuff that our listeners are doing. But, you know, on that note, I think this is a good point to wrap up this episode around, you know, what the main changes have been.
Absolutely.
Any last closing words from you, Rohan, on this one?
You know, just that we, you know it's a hard time for everyone, and you know, we, as you had said, you know, in the sort of preliminary conversation we had before we embarked on this episode, that the media is full of stories about COVID. We are not scientists. We are not researchers. So we won't get into talking about that, but we know that it's hard. And, you know, I think, but, you know, so we just hope that all our listeners and their families are safe and healthy and they're doing the right thing. And I think that, you know, we will get through this. And I think, when this shakes out, I think we will see some permanent changes as a society, and hopefully some of the decisions we make will be decisions that, you know, really get us to think about ourselves as a collective group rather than as, you know, in terms of individual selfishness. Because I think that, you know, I just think the dominant kind of paradigm everywhere in the world had become this whole notion of maximizing your self-interest at all costs. And I think we will realize that sometimes your self-interest is the collective interest. And, you know, I mean, my heart, I know this is going in a slightly serious direction, but, like, I'm absolutely devastated about, you know, what's happened to people like migrant labor in India. And then when you hear of things like the Yogi government in the UP spraying them with bleach, you know, that's, I mean, it's just unconscionable. It's inhuman. You know, those people have just been thrown and left, and they are not separate from who we are. They are also a part of India, and they're also part of the world. And, you know, in some ways it is their labor that really makes everyone else's life possible. So, you know, to me, the fact that people are lamenting that migrant labor has left and therefore, you know, their construction projects are going to be stalled or the economy is going to be stalled, that is bothering people more than the fact that human beings are just literally they've just literally been left to die for themselves. That's very disturbing. And I hope that there is some kind of, national kind of awakening of conscience in India and a kind of global rethinking of this, this whole kind of nonsense of greed is good and competitiveness at all costs is good. And, the more money you accumulate or the more honors or status you have, the more successful you are, that somehow we move to a different paradigm. So that's, I know that I've branched out in a whole bunch of different directions, but those are just some scattered thoughts I want to share. But otherwise, just hope everyone keeps their chin up. And as I said, I think we'll get through this.
Okay. So then, take care. Let's catch up soon. Bye-bye.
Take care, man. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to us. Rohit and Bunty would like to sign off. Please stay tuned. Follow us on India Explained on Twitter. Keep listening. Thank you for all your support.